The Base, Tablet 5. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Genesis 1, verses 6 to 7. As water is a symbol for consciousness, with this decision he started to divide the consciousnesses in the universe into many levels according to their awareness. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. The triangle upward symbolizes the hierarchy into which the consciousnesses had been divided. Those in a higher consciousness are at the top of the triangle, and those who are lost and in a complete illusion of separation are in the bottom of the triangle. Therefore, the triangle upward represents the hierarchy of the unit consciousnesses which reached pure consciousness by the help of God in heaven, those in higher consciousness, down to the ones completely lost at the bottom. The more sentient the consciousness, the higher the possibility of reaching pure consciousness first. The two triangles together symbolize the kingdom of heaven in heaven. The triangle upward symbolizes the actions taken to carry out the activities necessary in the manifested universe to help the unit consciousnesses reach the goal, pure consciousness. By all the elements of the universe and those who reached higher consciousness or pure consciousness. The triangle downward symbolizes the universal mind, which enables God to control and direct these activities. Also, the triangle upward symbolizes action and organization, symbol for organizational structure in heaven, and the triangle downward symbolizes control and justice. Then, by using the crudifying ability of the Tamaguna, God started to bind and crudify the consciousnesses, waters toward a more solid state. As the binding power of the static force, Tamaguna, started working, the first elements of the basic five elements, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid, namely, ethereal and aerial factors, became manifested. These two elements are referred to as the waters which were above the firmament. Those consciousnesses which in the process of crudification became the base for creating the liquid and solid factors are called the waters which were under the firmament. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Genesis 1, verse 8. So the elements of the manifested world started to be created. At this stage, those parts of the elements which contained ethereal, aerial, and gaseous factors were called heaven, sky, or the most invisible elements in the universe. From this verse on, the description is about the plan of creation of the visible elements in the universe. God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Genesis 1, verse 9. The waters under the heaven are those consciousnesses which, in the process of crudification, became the base for creating liquid and solid factors. Now, in this stage, they would be crudified further to create dry land. Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. This gathering together or crudifying process is what is called the centripetal force of nature. Through this centripetal force, different levels of the universal elements, which are ethereal, aerial, luminous, fire, heat, light, liquid, and solid, and all the elements between them, were created. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1, verse 10. So the dry land, or the most crudified consciousnesses, became the earth, or the solid factors in the universe. Also, from the rest of the consciousnesses under the firmament, liquid factor was created, called he sees. With this, all the necessary elements to start the evolutionary process in the universe were prepared.